Welcome back to Texans training camp today. Joining me now, Charles James. Charles, we didn't see you at all in the OTAs and minicamp. How does it feel to be back out here and in full pads?
Feels good. I think for me being without football for 6 months was brutal. I hated it. Tried to basically watch old film to kind of get me going, but there's nothing like being out here and experiencing the real thing and practicing and getting better with my teammates. So not being out there for OTAs and minicamp, it hurt me just because I wanted to be around the guys. I wanted to get back better, but we made some good decisions upstairs, and you know, it was best that I just come back to training camp.
Was that one of the goals that you'd set for yourself, that you wanted to be back in time for training camp?
Yes, definitely. I actually wanted to be back sooner, but because just me being the competitor that I am, I just wanted to be back really soon, really quick, because I want to get back out. You know, I don't want to miss a snap. I don't want to miss doing my job, trying to help the team get better. But like I said, we just end up going with, okay, look, the goal is training camp, so let's be back for that point.
You always have this sense of urgency about yourself. We saw it in Hard Knocks last year. You're really striving to make the team. Has it lessened this year since you got some playing time last year, or is it the same level of urgency this year?
Same level, higher, actually. I never get comfortable. You can't get comfortable in this league. So what have you done for me lately, league, and it's a new year. So I have new expectations for myself, and, you know, me, I'm just striving to be the best and striving to be great. So I think it's going to be like that until I retire.
How do you improve in camp? You know, what are you looking to do better every single day?
I pick certain things that I feel like I wasn't as good at last year or during a point of time in my career, and I strive to do that and get better in that, and I write it down, and I come out before practice, work on it after practice to see, okay, did I do this right today? Then I go back and I watch it on film, and I say, okay, I improve that way. And I just find out, and I do that every day, and hopefully it translates to the game on Sundays.
How about special teams? I know that's a big part of what you do, and you really pride yourself on what you can do for special teams, right?
Love it. Have a blast. Amazing time. Great time. I get to run down there and hit somebody for free. And, you know, for me, I have a lot of fun with it, at it, because I feel like that's the only, you know, with offense and defense, there's a lot of explaining and, you know, blah, 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 do this. Even though it's with that, with special teams, you're basically, at the end of the day, run and go get the ball. Run and go get the ball, and that's, for me, I love it, because it's like my job is just to go down there and get them now. So,
right.
I love that.
Well, let's talk about defense a little bit, because I know you were licking your chops this offseason to get to this offense that everyone says is high speed, high-powered. What's it been like going against these young guys in camp so far?
It's been good. Some young guys look young, and some young guys actually look old. Those guys are doing a great job over there, and they're making a lot of plays, and they're actually making it tough on us guys as vets. No, it's for us to get better, but for us, it's about us giving them a great look every day and them giving us a good look every day so we can both get better.
All right, I've got a really important question for you. How many pairs of socks have you packed for camp?
Okay, so maybe along the line. So I knew it was about a month, but I have some time where I just have to walk around them. So I'm around the range of like 50, 60.
50 or 60 pairs of socks for camp?
Yeah.
I see your influences spread among your teammates. Some of the other guys are wearing some new socks too as well, right?
Yeah, of course. So, no, they kind of like that thing. If you can't beat them, join them.
Well, I want to ask you about your fashion line too. You're designing a line of clothing for the Go Texans store, right?
What? Yes.
How did you get into that, and what excites you about that?
Just something I kind of wanted to keep going, picking off the socks thing, and so thought the next big thing would be hats. So I'm going to actually do hats and socks. And, you know, I hope everybody likes it. I have some for male, some for female. You know what I mean? So it should be great. I can't wait to see it.